Hello, everybody! Welcome back to Mintamatara's Summer Special! I'm Mint.
And I'm Matara.
That's Matara.
Right there, over there. That's Matara.
Right there.
Look at her. Ash Matara.
That's Matara.
It's like all the fingers point to my breast. Hey, my breasts are down there! If people make eye contact,
which is Matara, the breast or the brain, we'll never know.
When people make eye contact with me for too long, I'm like, hey, I'm not wearing a low-cut top for nothing. Stop staring at me.
Well, did you hear that, everybody? You have permission whenever you stare at Matara.
Yeah.
There's only one place to look at.
If I'm wearing a low-cut top, I'm expecting it, you know?
I mean, even in your really tighty whitey neck with turtleneck.
You forgot the word for sweater.
It's summer. I'm not thinking about sweater weather.
Sweater weather. Sweater weather. Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
I love that SNL skit.
I don't actually have no idea what you're talking
sweater.
About.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. First video of the day. Hold on.
Sweater weather. Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Is this something I have to watch right now?
It would really mean a lot to me. It's 12 seconds if you took the time.
Oh, okay. I'm opening it. I'm watching it.
Sweater weather. Finally. Sweater weather.
Okay. Finally. Sweater weather. Sweater weather. Finally.
It's exactly, sweater weather. It's exactly how you think it is, but isn't that great?
Finally, sweater weather.
Finally, sweater weather. Sweater weather. Sweater weather. Sorry, continue.
Yes. We do have a topic today, unlike our last, whatever happened last week. What happened last week? What are we? We just went off about everything and anything that we wanted to.
But it was fun. I like that
a
lot.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. Did you guys like that? Did you guys enjoy going down memory lane with us?
I think it's nice to have, you know, like one kind of week where it's just a little bit of everything. It doesn't have to be all the time with a, what is it called? Theme. But I do enjoy the theme. I think the theme really helps. And today, believe it or not, we are going to stay on theme a lot.
The whole time, maybe.
Whoa. Sweater.
Maybe I might be making really big promises.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather. But because there are some conventions coming up, for example, I believe this weekend is Anime Central, and then the weekend after that is MomoCon, and then the weekend after that is a con that we will be at, Off-Kai Expo.
Off-Kai.
We figured that it's a bunch of conventions coming up, so maybe if you've never been to a convention or if you are just kind of curious about our experiences at conventions, you can listen to this and get some ideas or some tips and tricks and how to make the most out of your convention experience.
Yeah. And again, obviously we are not, you know, the messiahs of convention. We are just going to give you a lot of our tip. Oh, there we go. Well, I'm not.
Pray to the convention ghost.
Mint Maria.
That was beautiful.
Stop. What was I going to say? Damn it.
Oh, sorry.
I forgot. So we are going to give you the best advice that we can. But, you know, we've been to a lot of conventions. I've been going to conventions for the last 20 years or so. Like
Holy
a long,
moly.
No, maybe a little bit under 20 years, I think. And I've been to anime convention. I've been to gaming conventions. There's a lot of stuff. But I do think a big portion of our fan base at the moment is probably curious about the anime convention. Plus, the anime convention lately is what's been kind of taken over, and it's been extremely growing in popularity, extremely, especially after COVID. Maybe anime. Some of you got into anime or VTubers during COVID. If so, let us know. But yeah, so we have a lot of stuff to talk about. And always, you know, at the end of the day, just use your judgment. You're smart little cookies.
Yeah, but for things you might be kind of like intimidated because cons are big. Cons are crazy. There's a lot going on. You're just like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. We're here to maybe give you a little bit of insight and a little bit of help with that. Because I've also been going to cons. Maybe also for me, a little under. My first convention was 2005.
Ooh, yeah, you're okay. I think mine is a little after that. I think like 2007 or something. So yeah. I'm under 20 years for sure.
You're the almost. Senpai. Yeah, I'm actually almost at 20 years.
Isn't that crazy?
That's kind of actually. That. Wait a second. Oh my God.
I know. No! I know. It's crazy. You're old.
Was that supposed to be like an echo?
That's crazy. Almost 20 years. Oh, and we just want to kind of help you out because why in life, you know, work harder when you can work smarter and just have us give you the advice? Huh?
Yeah, don't even experience it for yourself. Just go there like a robot and only listen. If we don't talk about it, don't do it.
It's true. Anything we don't mention, don't do it. If we don't mention going to the washroom, don't go to the washroom.
Don't do it. We're going to make your schedule for you right now. First, wake up.
Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Wake
up. I knew you were going to reference that. I knew you were going to say that. I was waiting for it. So, first things first.
Had this car stupid way to shake up. Why'd you leave the keys up on the table?
Here you go, create another fable. Wait, okay. What did they say there?
Here you go. I think it's like create another fable or creating another fable, like a story.
Yeah, but what does the guy yell in the background?
You wanted to.
Oh, you wanted to. I don't think you trust. Okay.
Yes.
What was I saying? Oh, you don't trust in my convention advice giving something. Okay, where were we? Oh, of course. The first thing you got to do to figure out what to do at a convention is figuring out what convention you're going to.
Yeah. Let's start talking about it. So.
Yeah. No, I don't think I will.
We're going to mainly talk about the United States, I think. Do you have a lot of experience with conventions in Europe?
No, I've never been to Europe.
Oh, well, that's a good start. I was going to say
I've never been to a convention in Europe.
To a Comic Con in Europe. Mm-hmm. And I have also been to a League of Legends tournament.
What was that? Wait, what was that? Say it again. Sorry. What was that?
In 2014, I went to a League of Legends All-Stars in Paris.
Wait, hold on. Sorry. You mumbled there.
Stop. I don't want to say it out loud. Please don't make me say it louder. Please. I think they all heard. It's not a convention, but still. So I think we'll mainly be doing a lot of advice for North American conventions. But again, if you are in another place, it's probably fairly similar.
Yeah.
You know, don't shoot the messenger. But if you had to, shoot her. She's already dead.
You have a strong bug case.
Yeah, but I don't like getting shot. It's still, I kind of feel it a little bit sometimes, you know?
Oh, so now I'm going to take over as the most resilient VTuber because I can handle getting shot.
I just don't like it.
Ah, yeah. And also I've been to a couple convention/events in Asia. In Japan.
I say
Asia like I'm so well traveled. In Japan. So I can also talk about that maybe a little bit as well.
Yeah.
But it's really just kind of figuring out there's so many different reasons to go to a convention for I typically go to conventions for guests.
Ooh,
I love to go for musical guests, for seiyu, voice actors, voice actresses, anything like that. So I have traveled to many a con just for like one specific guest or something like that. So that's typically why I go. Why do you go?
I go because I've always loved Artist Alley. I usually would go with friends. But I also at some points when I was much, much younger, there wasn't a lot of people that I knew that were into anime. So I would go to a convention and I would do like a very light cosplay to try and make friends who were into anime and or video games.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a big part of it for me. you know, nowadays it's a lot easier. You have Discord, you have, you know, gaming is so much more prevalent, things like that. But back then it was not the same. Hello?
Oh, sorry. Oh. I was drinking my water.
Back then it was the, yeah, we're pretty relaxed today. It's a good day. Oh yeah, we didn't even talk about it because, you know, we went straight into the topic, but I am finally sleeping well again and working out again. So I am relaxed.
Yay! Oh my gosh, she'll shut up. You guys, did you hear that moment of silence? Like, she stopped talking. It was crazy.
It's not good for a podcast. The whole point of a podcast is to keep yapping so that the people don't hear the thoughts inside their heads. The voices.
It's like the radio. It's like the radio.
Yeah.
No dead air. No dead air. But yeah, that's so awesome.
Thanks.
I'm glad. I'm happy that you are able to sleep. I'm the opposite now. I think actually we keep taking turns because I have a pinched nerve in my neck.
Oh.
And it has made it so I can't sleep the past like couple of nights. So I've been very grumpy.
I mean, you're always very grumpy.
I'm always grumpy. She's always you grumpy. Always little
Don't
grumpy.
Mess with me. I'm grumpy.
Mess with the bull, you get the horns.
So for the con, no, we actually were doing so well by like staying on topic from the beginning.
I ruined it
and that's fine. So again, figure out for a convention, it would be nice if you had a kind of, you know, main goal, and then your main goal can also change. Maybe for you, if you've never been, it could be, I want to go and meet some friends, or maybe it's, I want to go and watch a band. Maybe you love merch. I want to go and look at Artist Alley. I want to go and look at cosplay. Just maybe have one little kind of goal to start because it'll help you figure out what convention you go to. For example, if you love VTubers, there's a lot of VTuber conventions. If you love a more general anime, go to a more anime convention. If you love board games, find a convention that's more about like geek and gaming kind of culture and things like that.
Did you know there's like a geek cruise?
Probably, and they have like,
no, it's not probably. There is one. I don't remember who it's run by, but like, it's really cute because they'll put up like little signs that say like, looking for one more member for Werewolf. And then they have like these giant rooms of just board games and stuff like that. And then also like, you can put a little thing on your table saying like, looking for new members to join my board game.
We introduce you to the Games Animation and Comic Ultra Convention Cruise, Gakuk.
Oh,
this Steam Cruise promises console gaming, LAN, tabletop games, cosplay, arts and crafts, and more.
That sounds right. Wait, can you link it so I can see it?
Yeah, it's called Gakukon.
I think that's right. But I keep seeing videos about it. And they're they're saying like, it's so fun.
Joko Cruise. 2,000 nerds on a boat, but in a positive way. The Joko Cruise, now running for more than a decade, is an annual gathering for anyone with an affinity for sci-fi games and the musician Jonathan Coulton.
Who? What?
I like how it started as like an anime thing, and then it's like, hey.
By the way, do you like this guy? Oh, yeah, that's why it's called the Joko Cruise, because it's Jonathan Coulton.
That's so funny.
Sorry, not to, nothing against
Sorry,
you, Jonathan.
Yeah.
It was just very funny to see.
Yeah, Event Cruises Gakukon. This is so cool. Game Cruise TTRPG Vacation D20. Ooh.
So it seems kind of, I've never been on a cruise before. So I was just kind of like, but I was getting a bunch of like videos about them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I kept seeing several ones about this, just how people were like, this is actually like, usually I hear only horror stories about cruises, but this one was like, it seemed kind of fun.
Yeah, it does. But this episode is not about cruises. This episode is about conventions. We're doing our best. We both promised each other that we'd keep the other from like pivoting too much off the topic.
Yes.
And we're doing good.
That's one strike against me, one against you.
Okay, this is not a competition.
It is.
I would recommend, if you have never been to a convention, I would really, really recommend that you try to find one closest to you first.
Yes.
Because if you also add the stress of airfare and air travel, maybe you've also never flown before. Like, it just gets really stressful if you now have to find, you know, mm-hmm. three people to drive 12 hours with. The cost goes exponentially. Try to find and if you can even find a small convention next to you, easier to start from there because it's smaller, less people, less crowded.
Not to mention, if you've never been to a con before, you go into the dealer's room or to the artist alley, you don't know, you might not know, unless you have a very strict budget, you might not realize how much you're going to spend. And if you're trying to back home, if you're trying to fly back home and you're like, I shouldn't have bought these three figures. I have no space. Like, that can be a big thing. So, you know, when you go to your first convention, you kind of understand how you act at a convention.
Yep. I actually wrote that down further, budgeting and like grabbing cards from, we'll get there. So let's say you found your first convention. One thing that is really important to note that unfortunately I have to talk about because one of my favorite convention for a while was this convention called PAX East in Boston. Mm-hmm. And God bless the PAX East that would happen at the beginning of May or end of April. Great weather in Boston. And sometimes PAX East would happen at the end of February or the beginning of March.
In Boston?
In Boston, by the riverfront.
No.
Oh, yeah. And one time I had already moved to LA and I went to Boston for PAX East and I told myself, never again. This is it. I'm done. Yeah. I'm never. So please be mindful of weather as well if you...
By the river,
by
that's
the
so
waterfront.
Windy mm-hmm. and cold, mm-hmm. or waterfront. Oh my goodness! Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely check the weather for when you're going, and you know it could be super duper warm where you're at, or vice versa. The con could be freezing. I have been to more than one convention where I planned a cosplay, and I was just like, it was maybe not the warmest cosplay.
Oh,
and it was. I'm not saying I was like bearing it all out, but
I wish you were.
Maybe it's like an idol outfit that's short sleeved or something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go do this photo shoot in the, you know, negative 0 degrees Celsius weather. Like,
not good.
Yeah, just plan that kind of stuff out. So yeah, now you know where you're going. You're like, I'm into anime, so I want to go to this convention. Mm-hmm, there's all sorts of kinds of conventions. There's sci-fi conventions. Yep. There's robot conventions. There's
board
horror
game conventions.
Board game conventions. There's almost any. There's reptile conventions.
Hey.
There's shoe conventions. And obviously we're talking more about like anime games.
Okay, girl.
Games,
let's get you back on Earth, girl.
I'm here.
There's space
saying.
Conventions where you can fire off in a rocket to outer space.
That's me. That's where I'm going. But yeah, you know.
You found your convention.
What next?
Do you stay? I have a funny story about this. One of my first times at PAX East, I think my first time at PAX East, I ended up getting an Airbnb because I was alone and it was much cheaper. But the problem was I needed to travel 30 minutes to get to the convention by Uber and back. So the fact that the Airbnb was cheaper than a hotel, I ended up spending more time and more money. Now, I know hotels are expensive and I know it can be scary, but try to book early. You can book a hotel a little bit away. Sometimes you can double check if there's a good subway system or something. But believe me, during the convention, and we'll talk about it later, like you can get overwhelmed. You're not used to seeing all the people. It's so much to do. It's loud. The lights. You're not sleeping much. You're partying. You're talking to people. Sometimes it feels really nice to just go back to your hotel room in the middle of the day.
Decompress.
And lie down on your bed. And if you're... hotel or Airbnb is really far, could be a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, for sure. Well, another big thing to think about for rooming, especially if you're going to a bigger convention, is that these conventions open up their hotel blocks months and months and months in advance. So if you're like, I want to go to Anime Expo for the first time, if you're like planning on going and you haven't booked a hotel yet, for this year, you might be actually like 30 minutes out in an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Because the hotels fill up. Some of them fill up in a matter of minutes, like for some of these bigger conventions.
The reason it happens is because the convention usually lets the people that are showing at the convention, let's say it's like an E3 or something in the past, right? Mm-hmm. They would instantly tell the people at the convention. And then, for example, then Ubisoft would book for their employees, for their people, for the people working the con, for the people coming to do the presentations. That's why industry kind of gets to book it first. That's why usually it seems weird when the moment something is announced, suddenly it's already sold out. That's because everybody who's showing already bought their stuff.
I think that might be for more of the like E3 kind of stuff, but that's not really the case with just regular anime conventions, but they still do sell out like very, very quickly. So if you're like planning on going to anything that is like I said, a bigger convention, one of the top 10 conventions of North America, like make sure you are getting your ticket or getting your hotel. Like if you make sure you check when they're opening up the hotel blocks, and unfortunately you might have to like camp and be on the phone ready to, or on the website, F5 refreshing to get that slot. But
If we could give you an advice, try to figure out early what convention you want to go to. Try to book everything early, because for example, you and I, we just booked our Japan tickets not very in advance, and it's expensive. And
they're pretty pricey.
So I really recommend, if you can, I know it sounds, you know, not spontaneous and not fun, but hey, do you want to save money or do you want spontaneity? You got to pick one.
But I mean, so you said you stayed 30 minutes away. Is that the furthest you've ever stayed from a convention?
No, from now on, I try to book like the closest I can to the convention.
Yeah.
And speaking of, a lot of these conventions, Ofkai, it's at the airport. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. So you just fly in, and then there's a million hotels at the airport, and we just, I'm excited. Yeah. And I've noticed nowadays a lot of conventions will usually have a ton of hotels by them. So even if, you know, your hotel is expensive, there's usually other ones near you that are cheaper. Mm. One really big, you know, it's a hack, I guess. You can try to find one friend. And I know sometimes it's hard. I don't know a friend who's going. This is, again, my extrovert coming out. Talk to your other friends. But if you just get two beds and you're on one bed and your pal's on the other bed, that slashes the price a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. This is not my proudest moment. But
I already know where this is going.
What do you mean? I was broke.
You're
broke,
six
broke.
Girls in two hotel beds, aren't you?
If only it were just six.
And one, like, one girl on the floor, allegedly.
Totally not another person in the closet and then another person in the bathtub.
That is crazy.
I have stayed in some really, 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 really tight rooms before. And as much as like, I don't know, I think it can be great if maybe you are on that tight of a budget and if you trust these people so much. But I've had some horror stories where like, I am not a partier. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I'm shy.
Oh, and they like bring a random girl at 3 a.m. to also sleep on your floor. Oh,
no, they just are coming to bring, they're like, oh, we're not done partying. Let's bring the party back to our place. Yep. And I'm like, no. It can be definitely a lot. And then you also never have enough room keys for that many people.
Ever. Because they usually give you, I think, maximum four room keys. By the way, like, again, we're not advocating that you stay that many people in a hotel room because I think the hotels also have a policy that if there's more than two beds and you're more than four people staying, that they can charge you more or they can kick you out or things like that. So be super mindful if you are allegedly staying, you know, more than four people to two beds. Be really careful. Like also, I know it could be really exciting to try and save, you know, $50, but you've really got to be careful because I have heard horror stories of people stealing. Yes, I've also heard horror stories of people ended up splitting the bill, right? Where you had to pay the bill and everybody had to split it. And then because it's a friend of a friend, they just disappear and block everybody on Twitter. And, you know, or that, you know, maybe you're four people, right? Two in a bed. And then somebody is like, oh, my friend doesn't have a place to stay. My friend, she just broke up with her boyfriend. Can she sleep on our floor? You say yes. And then the next night you come over and the friend, she's sleeping on your bed. And you're like, hey, girl, you get back on the floor.
Get on the floor.
Get back
you
on
dog.
The floor, girl. Like, I don't know you like that.
You pull out the spray bottle. You're like, pss, pss. Get bad. Get on the floor.
I know it could be extremely, you know, enticing to save a little bit of money, but please, please consider rooming with. Also, just if also, one person snores, people are in the bathroom forever. If anything happens, I remember this one time I was rooming with this one girl. She wasn't my friend. She was a friend of a friend. Uh-huh. She just every night would call her boyfriend back home to argue with him. And like,
no!
And we were just trying to sleep and she was too scared to like go to the lobby and talk to him. So she would talk to him in the bathroom, but we could all hear and like, girl, let me sleep. I'm just trying to go to some panels. I'm just trying to listen to.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I had a friend. She and I were in a cosplay group together, except she actually was taking like 4 hours long in the bathroom to get ready. Oh. And I was like, we're missing the thing we were supposed to go to because you're still getting ready for your cosplay.
What about the rest of us? Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I need to get ready. I need to put on my stuff. I eventually left without her. Like I would come back throughout the day and she would still be getting ready. Like,
oh,
that's crazy.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
If you silly, can, find one friend that you trust or, you know, three friends is also pretty good because then what you do is you just flip a coin to see who shares the bed. And maybe you get lucky and you get the good coin flip twice in a row and you're like, sorry, everybody.
Sorry, snooze you lose.
Well, yeah, snooze you lose.
I mean, just don't snooze because, you know, you don't sleep.
Another thing about hotels and Airbnbs, this, you know, depending when this video, how long this video stays up. But a few years ago, I genuinely feel that Airbnb seemed really worth it with enough friends. You could really have a good deal. It was nice. You had your fridge. You can cook. You can have people over. I've stayed in some Airbnbs lately where it's like, you are not allowed to go in after a certain time. No noise. They have no coffee machine, no blankets, nothing. You can't get room service, whatever, food service. And if you have even one friend in your hotel, well, like in Airbnb, if you even have one friend over, they can kick you out. And another thing about Airbnb, sometimes you have to check out at like 10 a.m.
And you can only
check in at 5 or something, whereas a hotel, you can get a late checkout, 1, 2 p.m. You can check in usually a little bit early. You can order room service. You can have, as long as you're not making a lot of noise, you know, I've sometimes been in a hotel room with a lot of people, a little bit more than we're supposed to have, you know. And it was fine as long as you don't make a lot of noise and you don't. So just be mindful of that. Make sure you do your research. But it does seem lately like a lot of hotels seem really, really worth it.
I stayed in my first Airbnb last year.
Ooh.
For a convention. I stayed with a friend and she actually had to go home early, her and the other people staying. And so I was like, okay. But the Airbnb host got the date wrong that that we were leaving.
I think you told me about that. They just walked in, right?
The guy just walked in.
Yeah, I've heard these horror stories.
I'm like, why are you here? Like, he didn't even knock.
Yeah.
And he comes in and I'm just like, we still have another day here. And he was like, oh, okay. I'm just going to drop this couch off and then left. And I'm like, what if I was naked?
I've actually heard, we're not here to, you know, rag on Airbnb. I think Google does it enough, you know, just be careful because I have heard a lot of these horror stories. And for me personally, I have sometimes had to check out from Airbnbs at 10 a.m. and a hotel, let's say you check out at 1 p.m. and your flight's at 9 p.m. You can usually leave your bags at the hotel.
Oh, yes.
But Airbnb, forget it. You know, like you're basically dragging your bags around.
I after that, I was like, this is only my one time staying in an Airbnb and I feel like never will do it again.
I'm actually
unless I must have to.
Change very quickly in our, because I have a little document of stuff. This next thing, I want to mention it.
Okay.
Everything is expensive at a hotel. If you get room service, if you get bottles of water, if you get anything at the con, also expensive. This is my trick at every single convention. Ooh. Find a CVS or a grocery store, buy a big jug of water, big bottles of water, buy a ton of chocolate snacks, a ton of protein bars, whatever it is. Well, you know what I mean? Buy the Twix, the Mars, buy the, because
whatever will get you through the day.
Yeah, sometimes you'll wake up and you won't be making plans with your friends until much later, or maybe your friends are going to sleep in. Maybe like by the time you have to leave the apartment or the hotel, it's going to take a while, but you have a few protein bars. You have maybe some mixed nuts. You have some pretzels. You have some chips. Usually hotel rooms will sometimes have a microwave so you can get, you know, microwavable snacks, but just try to get kind of shelf stable foods that you can snack on in your hotel, and they're going to be way cheaper than anything else you can get.
Oh yeah, that's huge. I definitely always try to bring like a carton of energy drinks, like Gatorade, bars. Powerade and stuff
like
that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the ones that have a little bit of electrolytes, because you'll be doing a lot of standing, you'll be doing a lot of walking, a lot of just like, you know, stuff that maybe if you're a little hikikomori like me, you don't want to do often. So
yep.
Yeah, get it's like Matara said, it's really good. Even if you're traveling, even if you travel in there, like just kind of Google Maps, like the closest convenience store or drugstore by you, and like see if you can pick up just a few snacks that will hold you over throughout the day, because con prices are so expensive. They'll have like the pizza slices for $6 or whatever.
That's cheap for a pizza slice at a con.
You think so?
At a con, you could easily spend $20 on like a little nothing, you know? Bottle of water could be $5.
Oh, yeah,
bring an empty bottle of water and just fill it up a million times at the con.
Yeah.
If it's full, they might make you throw it out before you get into the con. So just empty it. Empty bottle of water, fill it up.
I've never had that happen.
I have that sometimes. It depends on the... It's such a little hack that I never see people do. When I first land at any convention, I instantly go to a grocery store or a CVS. Mm-hmm. And every time I'll see people be like, oh, I'm so thirsty, but you know, a bottle of water in my hotel room is $4. Go get a bottle of water across the street. It's going to cost you 50 cents. What are you doing? You know? So get that done on the first day.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, and also if your room has a microwave, just go get some little people. Oh my gosh. I'm going to say something that people will really, really hate.
Say it.
You can put their water in a mug and then heat it in the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'm so sorry. And then you can, because a lot of hotels in North America do not have kettles.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have to do it. You have to microwave the water. Microwave the water and make your ramen. Don't microwave the ramen unless it's microwave. Have you heard about that?
I thought all ramen was microwavable.
See, that's the problem. People thought that like the little styrofoam things were microwavable, but they're not. They haven't been. And only recently did they create, like they started releasing microwavable cups for them.
And people were microwaving ramen forever.
I know. People were like, wait, they weren't microwavable before?
Oh, shoosh.
Now we all know why Matara is the way she is.
Yeah. This explains the brain cells I've been losing. All the ramen I've heated up in the microwave. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
whoopsie. Now, yep.
What's next? I'm not supposed to drink bleach?
Oh, I have a bad... Oh, my gosh. Okay, so recently...
Am I not supposed to smell paint when it's drying?
Okay, but I love the smell of gasoline.
Me too. Oh, my God. My favorite nail polish remover.
Oh! Okay, one of my other favorite smells is when I go to, like a Home Depot, a home development store?
Yeah, Home Depot, yeah.
Oh my gosh, it smells so good in there.
Smells good in there?
I think it's like the tires and like
the smell of tires.
I know.
The smell of...
the smell of tires in the morning. Fresh tires. Freshly picked from the junkyard.
They grow on the tire tree.
Oh, mommy, where do tires come from?
You see, baby.
when a car loves another car very much.
What is this episode? I love it. Good one.
Please don't smell
acetone or anything like that, and don't microwave your ramen, apparently.
Don't microwave your ramen.
Don't live your life. You know?
Just suffer until it's your time to go.
What if we'll talk about going to a con, you know, alone and with friends, but what do you do if you go alone? How would you go out of your way to try and meet people and make friends?
Okay. So that's actually a great question. Mm-hmm. The way that I would do that is actually several things, because if you're too shy to cosplay, then there's always panels. Mm-hmm. And I mean, honestly, I feel like going to a convention is like so great because there's so many different ways to meet people. You can go to a panel about something you like.
Yep.
If you see
talk, I know it's scary. Sit next to a group of people and talk to them a little bit. I know it's scary. I'm so scary. But if you go alone, maybe you'll get adopted by a group of people. But sometimes you got to like let them know, you know, that you're interested in getting adopted. You have to be like, oh, yeah, I'm here alone. Ha ha. You could even tell people it's my first time at a convention. They will go out of their way to try and like make your experience a little better.
Oh, absolutely. I think a lot of like con goers will definitely like, I know if someone told me that, I would be like, oh, hey, yeah, let's, you know,
let's have a good time. Mm-hmm.
But, especially like at cons when I go, I'm like waiting in lines for panels for like guests or waiting in autograph lines. Oh yeah.
She really does. I know it sounds like I'm being sarcastic, but she actually does.
I don't, but sometimes I will like, you know, be waiting in line and I'll like, you know, look over to the person next to me and I know that they're waiting in line with me for the same person, for the same, you know, guest or topic. Like if the panel's about a certain topic, like, and I could be like, oh, hey, you know, you can just strike up a conversation. What do you like about this person? What's your favorite VTuber? Ooh. You know? So don't be afraid to do that, because they're there for the same reason as you, to partake in their interests. Another way that you can even like, you know, you can wear merch of characters that you like. If you don't want to cosplay, you can like kind of deck yourself out. I mean, everyone has seen like the Love Live heroes that are like look like they're wearing armor of Miko Yazawa. It's like you can go up to someone being like, oh my gosh, I love that character too. Like, blah, blah,
blah, blah. Wear a funny One Piece shirt, even if you really love One Piece or Naruto, if you want to like strike up a conversation with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can find an artist that is like selling that obscure character that you really love. And you're just like, oh my gosh, you love this character. So do I. And you can even talk to people in the artist alley, stuff like that. Like
that being said, I will say, I do think the artists usually at artist alley are kind of busy and they're there for work. Sure. So don't talk to them too much. They're there for work.
Right. Of course. But you know, there's just those are a few ways that you can kind of get to know some people at the convention. You know, even if you don't want to cosplay, you can go to the cosplay meetup and you can take pictures of the people in the cosplay. Yep. And then you're like, oh, everybody here loves League of Legends. I went so many League of Legends.
I want to add a little bit to that. Yes, I know it's scary, but if you do go to a con alone, just know that you're not out in like the big bad world where it's intimidating to be a nerd and it's intimidating to like anime. And you are in a place with so many like-minded people who are just like you. And if you show kind of like the first step and a little bit of vulnerability, there's a really high chance you do get adopted into a friend group and you just kind of start hanging out with them. What I recommend you do, first of all, yes, let's say you love Mint. You can have maybe a shirt with Mint on it. Or, and this is something, you don't even need a lot of money for this. I always recommend it. Let's say you are truly broke. It's your first convention. Grab a white shirt with a marker. Be like, I am a mint fantôme fan. Do you want to be friends? And just walk around with it. It's kind of, you know, like if you have that kind of like funny shirt, that ironic thing, people will up to you. You could be like, this is my first convention, AMA, or, you know, things like that. Just if you truly want to make friends, I think it is possible.
I think if anything, memes and humor will win over people.
Yeah.
If you have to meme it up a little bit, go for it.
I think that's the easiest thing, because then you won't even have to do the conversation. The shirt will be conversation in itself, right?
Yeah, exactly. but that's during the day, you know? What else is there to do at night?
So during the day and during the night, this is what most people don't understand about some conventions. There's usually, so online, or you can usually have an app, or they usually have pamphlets where they're going to let you know what's happening during the day and at night. During the day, I know it seems like there's just the convention, just Artist Alley. There could be panels, there could be meetups, there could be cosplay judging or cosplay stuff. Ooh. There could be photograph sessions, there could be all that. At night, there could be concerts. There could be, what are they called? Improv shows, humor shows. Usually some conventions, I know, they'll have like a big, shut up. Usually at some conventions, they'll have like a big gaming room where you can go play fighting games with people, or they'll have a big board game room where you can play Magic the Gathering or whatever you're into. They can have card game tournaments. They can have other tournaments. Just take a look. Go where your heart takes you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Some cons I see are sometimes like 24 hours. So they'll have 24 hour programming with, like, you know, maybe they'll have, depending on the con, some might have like more adult oriented panels at night. But also sometimes they'll be like, there will just have like a video room, and you can go in and it's like 2 a.m. and you're like, I'm not sleepy. You can go and watch anime in the video room or something like that, like I've seen before. Some places also have 24-hour, like you mentioned, game rooms. So even if it's like, you know, again, 2 a.m., I want to go play DDR. It depends on the convention, obviously.
Here's another one. Oh, sorry.
Usually the bigger ones. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Please. I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying. It's not like.
Okay, I'll go.
Always that. Wait. Shut up.
No. You go.
I can't focus anymore. You go.
Okay. You go. I'm sorry. I was just being annoying.
Oh my God. I'm like, okay, I'm talking. And you're like, you go. And I'm like, are we delaying? What is Discord breaking right now? What's going on? You go.
I'm sorry. You ever have that moment where you're like, I haven't been annoying enough today. I want to be annoying.
I thought you got enough sleep.
Sorry. So DDR in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. You can go.
I'm genuinely so sorry. I thought I'd be funny. what you could do. So let's say there's a gaming room or something. Go play the stuff that you really love. Let's say you love DDR. Talk to the people who are also doing DDR. Talk to the people also playing Smash. Talk to the people playing Magic. You might feel really awkward making friends randomly at a convention, but maybe you feel less awkward making friends at the Magic the Gathering table, right? So that already makes it easier.
How you make friends though, right? Like this is how people made friends before like Discord and
before the internet.
Yeah, before the internet. So like maybe it is awkward and a little bit weird and you know, but everybody is a nerd there, so you know. And of course you're going to have standoffish people. There's going to be people who aren't interested, but not everyone's like that. So just don't be, you know, even if the first person you talk to isn't so interested, you know, don't be persistent like with them, but like, you know, just like go around, see who else you can find, whatever.
There will be people that will be delighted to be your friend and will be delighted to talk to you. And as Min said, don't get discouraged if sometimes you talk to somebody, they're in a rush or they're not really interested in being your friend. That's fine. I have some advice. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, go ahead.
I have some advice. If you went to the convention and you didn't make a friend, what do you do? It's nighttime. What do? You didn't make a friend. So this is maybe a little bit on the extroverted side, but it still works.
Okay.
Usually next to the convention, if there is an amazing ramen spot or dumpling spot or pho or sushi, go there. And if you see people with the con badges or cosplay, talk to them a bit. Hey, I'm also at this convention. How are you guys liking it? What was the favorite thing you've been seeing? Any idea on what to do tonight at the con? Or sometimes the the hotels attached to the con will have a hotel bar. Usually that's where people are partying. It's usually the hotel bar. So at night, go there. You're seeing people from the con, be like, hey, you know, were you at the con? Yeah, me too. What are some stuff you saw? Talk to them a little bit. And if they seem a little interested, be like, honestly, it's my first Mingle. Time. Oh, my friend, you, I got to be honest with you. Don't even say, okay. None of my friends are here. Nobody likes me. Nobody came with me. Just be like, yeah, you know, nobody could take time off to come with me. I'm here by myself. You know, just
sounds cool. A little less pathetic. Is that what you're saying with Tara? Sounds a little.
I think unfortunately humans have this thing where it's like, if you seem really unapproachable, they'll be like, why? Why are you so unapproachable? Just have a good time. Vibe. You got this. I believe in you. People. I believe in you, genuinely.
One thing I also wanted to mention, this kind of segues into, if you're talking to people, say you see a really awesome cosplayer. You're like, oh my gosh, that person is cosplaying Miko-chan. She is my favorite ultimate waifu. I love Miko-chan with all my heart. I've never seen Miko-chan. Miko?
Yeah, I was like, is it Miku or Miko? She's just changing. Mako-chan.
It's because I'm creating this fictional. Pico-chan. So you're just like, oh, wow, it's Pico-chan. Okay.
Mayoshi.
I'm going to go ask this cosplayer for a photo. One thing is like cosplayer etiquette is like kind of a big deal, I would say. I mean, obviously when you're trying to make friends, like you want to still have like, you know, you want to be nice, you want to have your friendship etiquette. But if you're just like, I want to get this picture of this cosplayer, you know, obviously kind of approach, if they're in the middle of a conversation, I feel like a lot of people are afraid to approach, kind of like, you know, as someone who has cosplayed, if I'm talking to my friends and someone approaches me, I'm not upset, you know, like,
you'll take a moment to take a photo. I think that's, pretty normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think for the most part, you can kind of be like, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but I love your cosplay. Can I get a picture of you? That's why they're cosplaying. They want pictures. They're like, you know, so, but if you see them eating, if you see them sitting down, like in the middle of a meal, that is when people are usually like, I am resting.
I'm off the clock.
Please do not ask for a photo. And you could be like, oh my gosh, but it's Biko-chan. I want a cosplay picture with them so much.
You could say, you know, where can I find you later? But that is the most you should kind of do. Let them rest as well.
Mm-hmm. You could even be like, is there a meetup? Can I, like, you know, is there going to be people from the series or whatever, the game as well, like later on? So just kind of be wary of that when you're talking with cosplayers. I think that's mostly it that cosplayers don't want to be bothered is when they are eating. Mm-hmm. But don't be afraid to like ask someone for a picture, especially, but you know, don't be, it's kind of this like normal etiquette. Don't touch, like, you know, don't touch their props. Don't like grab stuff out of their hands. If you want to do a certain pose, of course, ask if you want to
get
like,
consent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had people that would be like, can I get a picture with you? And I'm like, sure. And then they just immediately pick me up. And I'm like, whoa. You know, stuff like that. So, don't do that.
I think you even like to put your arm around people, ask, right? People are in cosplay, yes, but usually, you know, please ask them to take a photo. And don't take it too personal if, you know, they're also overwhelmed and maybe you come up to them and they're like, hi, I'm sorry. Like, I'm done cosplaying for today. I'm actually going to my hotel. Like,
happened so many times to me where I'm like, oh my gosh, I love your cosplay. Can I get a picture? And they're like, sorry, I'm like, I'm in a rush. And I'm like, okay, no worries. Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah. I love your cosplay.
Yeah. It happens. Yeah. It happens. And there's also, you know, the next day, another time, maybe you see them later. And people always remember when you're being kind to them and when you kind of, you know, we're very understanding.
Yeah, exactly. Kindness kill them with kindness.
What else about cosplay? There are cosplay usually repair stations and rooms, usually places where a lot of cosplayers gather to repair things and do stuff like that. Again, if you are not a cosplayer, don't barge in to poke the cosplayers while they're resting. You know, I figure is like common sense, but you know, we might as well talk about it.
Right.
Although, speaking of restrooms and generally just getting overwhelmed at conventions, don't be surprised if you feel overwhelmed. It is hot usually. It might be a little bit stinky. So make sure you shower and use deodorant, if possible, twice a day, because that will be even better. Everyone's on their feet. Everyone's stressed out. There's a lot of people. There's so much stimulation.
Yeah.
A lot of conventions will have these kind of just beanbag chairs or like seats where you can sit, or even rooms where you just go in, charge your DS or, oh my God, DS, your Switch, and you just play games. Where you go charge your Game Boy Color.
This is what you're literally, this is like the era you are putting yourself in when you just said that.
Where, you know, you go and you charge your Game Boy Color, you know, and then you play games.
But you just hook up each other's little, with the cord, and you trade Pokemon.
It's okay to take a rest. Sometimes maybe you cannot go all the way back to your hotel to rest, but it's okay to take some time. Sometimes you'll feel so erratic and so stressed out, and then you go and have a nice meal, and you go and you're a little bit away from the crowd, and you just feel like yourself again. So just be mindful. Yeah, there's a lot of people who become kind of their worst selves at a convention. And it's just because they're not used to dealing with the stress and the stimulation. And
simulation. Where you're living in this convention simulation.
So just take your time and relax.
One thing though,
stimulate that, you.
Yeah. One thing though that can help you kind of avoid that, like, I guess burnout or like, you know, getting so crazy with like, I got to do this is having a set schedule. And, you know,
yes.
Look at what kind of panels, what events are going on. If you're like, oh, I'm really interested in this panel, you know, you can create your own little calendar of events and panels that you want to go to. And then, you know, look at that and you're like, oh, wow. I'm scheduling like my entire day. When am I going to eat? When am I going to go shopping? When am I going to do this?
Schedule eating.
Yeah, most cons are about 3 days, but like there is a lot that can be packed in 3 days. And also, if you are there for like a specific guest, they might be very popular. How long in advance do you have to line up to get into the room? You know, like how long in advance do you have to line up for autographs? Like I have been the last person in an autograph line before, like many times. So, and I've done Anime Expo where I slept on the streets of LA to get an autograph. Well, I wouldn't say slept. I just, you know, I sat there. After I got the autograph ticket, I went back to my hotel and showered. But
since we're talking about meet and greets a little bit, bring cash. A lot of times you can use your card with the vendors at the what is it called? Artist Alley?
The dealer's room.
But sometimes when it comes to Comic Cons, a lot of the voice actors and things like that, they'll usually take... They might take cash, or maybe you have to remember
the
Wi-Fi sucks. There's so many people on their phone and Wi-Fi. It might not work. Bring cash, have a budget. You might need cash. Some stuff might break, might be a problem. And then imagine you miss out on, why are you laughing?
Did you write this thinking about me?
Yep.
I was in line.
She made me go to the ATM.
I gave her my card and my PIN. I was like, please go get me cash.
And you know the best part? I don't remember your PIN. So out of sight, out of mind.
It's okay. It's genuinely good. I don't remember your credit card number either when you inputted it in front of me.
Oh yeah, one time I was booking something and I was sharing my screen with you, and then I just start writing in my credit card.
Print screen.
I forgot about see? But yeah, so make sure you bring enough cash. So
this is what we mean by friends you trust.
Meanwhile, I have her. I like took a secret copy of your card. I take $5 from you every day, and you've yet to realize.
I've yet to realize. When you go get that coffee, you deserve it. My coffee's on me every day.
Every day. You don't even know. Every day when I wake up, I'm like, I'm having such a good coffee, but it's actually your coffee. You're paying for it.
I'm going to set a budget, and if I go $5 over, I'm going to know it's you, and I won't even blame myself. I'll say it's you.
I've been secretly stealing $5 from you for a year, a little less than a year.
A little less than a year, yes.
Nice.
How much is that? How much is, okay, 365 times 5?
1,500?
That's almost $2,000.
Wait, what?
That's $1,800.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're well, well, it's less than that because it hasn't been a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the money, nerd.
She thinks she it's so funny. She's like, oh yeah, this is a bit. I'm just joking. She thinks I'm joking.
This is so funny. She thinks I'm kidding.
Me opening up my bank account right now and vigorously swiping like, where is it? $5 on what?
I have it set on like auto transfer. Except instead of like transferring to Matara Khan, it says like auto transfer to, and it's something like that you like will never even know. It's like lifeinsurance.com.
Oh, life insurance. That makes sense. Mine was like idols. Yeah, I'll happily give them $5 every day.
Yeah, of course. My idols, my Oshis every single day.
Get your bag, girl. I'll be dry. I'll be bled dry by the end.
You're on the sidewalk bleeding while your Oshi eats good.
That's okay. She deserves it.
She deserves it. There we go.
Anyway, where were we?
Yeah, we were talking about resting. So this is something I've noticed with a lot of first time or second time con goers is that you want to do everything and you're afraid of FOMO, all that. But believe me. Yeah. On the second day, if you don't rest, if you don't take breaks, if you don't eat, if you don't hydrate, you, first of all, might get sick. Second of all, you might just be a menace to be around and you yourself won't enjoy the con because you're going to be so overstimulated and overwhelmed. So take care of yourself.
Don't be a grouch.
No.
Oh, do you remember your first con?
Yes.
And?
It was great. It was I don't want to like go too much into detail, but it was an anime con and I went during the day and I had a great time. And I just remember, I think it was around one of the first times I'd actually seen people cosplaying. Like I'd seen people cosplay online and I always thought that it was such a foreign kind of thing that people cosplayed online.
Oh, yeah.
And because this was, I think, before Jessica Negri blew up as Pikachu. Let me see what year she blew up. Maybe like 2007. When do you think that happened?
I have no idea.
But yeah, I think it was like before that. So it was like, you'd see a few people cosplaying here and there, but it just seemed like such a foreign thing. And I remember going to a convention and being like, wait, these are characters from anime that I watch. This is crazy. Like people have come to, and especially I'm sure people can relate if you're an older anime fan where it was, you know, not very cool to like anime. It was not very cool to dress up as anime characters. And suddenly I was in a place surrounded by people who were doing that.
Yeah.
Which was crazy.
My first convention was a one-day convention. It was hosted by, like, you know how like sometimes colleges will have like a little convention that they put together by like their anime clubs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was one of those. Before the convention, some people might know this story.
Oh, I'm excited. Let me know. I'm excited. Give it to me.
So my mom was driving me to the convention with my friend. We were cosplaying and together. And she was like, I need to make a stop before we go to the con. And I was like, okay. And do you want to guess what the stop was? Just throw out a
guess. My first guess was gas station, but I know it's like something suspicious. So
suspicious.
Like I'd say gas station. And then what's the store? What is it?
We stopped by my old babysitter's wedding.
Huh? and why?
Like, I don't, because my mom wanted to go to her wedding, but it was the same day as the con. And it was on the way. So we went to the wedding and I and my friend sat and it was like in her backyard. It was not a big wedding. It was like in her backyard with like maybe 10 other people. And I just remember her coming up to me after the ceremony being like, cute outfit, Mint. And I'm like,
oh.
I was just like, why are we here just to suffer?
Like, why would your mom do that?
Because that's how my mom is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, Miss Madam Mint, but...
Oh. I have a last name. It's Phantom.
Oh.
But the con itself was so great. I remember, and I think that it helped a lot that it was one of the smaller, like, you know, fan-run cons, because it was like very like chill. There were some panels. Like, I remember seeing like some really awesome, like, there was this one guy wearing like some crazy armor, and I was like, whoa! Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I was like, it was really exciting. And then the next con I went to after that was a couple months later, but it was one of the biggest cons in North America. So it was like an extreme jump going from the teeny tiny con that I went to the bigger con. But I felt like more okay, because I kind of was I had like the taste of the atmosphere beforehand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm feeling good. Like, I you know, it was still crazy. It was like, there was so much, there was concerts, there was so many people. Mm-hmm. Back then, I think it was the first cosplay I had ever made too. So I was like really excited. Oh, going back to cosplay, don't feel like you have to make your cosplay. You can buy it online. Mm-hmm. Don't feel bad. I used to make cosplays, but I also bought a lot of them too. Yeah. So just do what is easiest for you, especially if you were like so stressed out about making a cosplay. You're like, I'm not going to make the deadline. There are so many nights that I would spend like up until like 4 a.m. just sewing and crying because my sewing machine was jammed. And I was just like, it was torture. Don't do it.
And don't feel bad if you want to do a lazy cosplay. Right? Like, yeah, maybe you just get a wig and like a black outfit, and that's a lazy cosplay, and that's okay. Right?
That's okay.
You don't have to also have it. For example, if you just want to have clothes that kind of look similar, but then you have something that clearly indicates who you are, you know, like one, maybe usually it's the wig, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't feel bad again if you do not style your wig, if you get a cheap one. We all got to start somewhere, right?
Exactly.
We all got to start somewhere. You have to remember, a lot of cosplayers who look insane, that's usually their job. It's usually their job to be doing this, and then they sell prints, and then maybe they get flown in by video game companies to cosplay as a character. You know, don't compare your day zero to someone's day, you know, 100.
No, actually, that is illegal in 10. North America, apparently.
Comparing?
You cannot have booth babes at like...
Really?
Yeah, I learned
Since
that
when?
Recently, actually.
Because I remember Jessica Negri, she was like dressed up. I remember there was like a thing. She dressed up as something from like, it was like some chainsaw game. It was like Lollipop Chainsaw.
Yeah, Lollipop
I think.
Chainsaw.
And they basically like had her, they asked her to change outfit.
Yeah. Apparently you cannot have booth babes at like cons anymore. I don't know when that changed.
Well, it wasn't booth babes, but like usually at conventions, like they can sponsor big cosplayers to cosplay something from their game.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know if that
happens still.
Does it?
I still see it at cons where they'll cosplay. They'll sponsor big cosplayers to make a cosplay of their game.
Maybe less at anime conventions. Maybe more at like the more industry side of. I feel like it's weird calling them conventions, because conventions have like a different vibe than like something like E3 does. You know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I learned that. It was so interesting because I was just like, I was asking my friend, are you going to cosplay? And she was like, yeah, I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to dress up.
What?
Yeah, for her booth. Yeah.
Oh, huh, because then, yeah, so it doesn't look like it's a booth babe.
Yeah. Huh. It's interesting. I'd never known that. I was like, what?
Okay. Yeah, that's crazy, because I also feel like I've definitely seen people like, you know, dress. But yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Huh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to like.
No. Hey, don't be sorry. We're having a talk. Don't feel bad if you want to do a little lazy cosplay. You are just as valid as everybody else. Your cosplay is just, you know, you can cosplay as simple or as much as you want. Yeah. What else? So cosplay we talked about. You know, if you're going through Artist Alley, I just want to warn you, if it's your first time at Artist Alley, if it's your first time seeing all this anime merchandise or VTuber merchandise, just be strict with yourself. You will spend more money than you realize. I'm sorry. And remember, you have to bring it all back home.
I know. That's the biggest thing, especially getting prints. Like, I love getting prints, but like I bring a tube that I can like kind of roll them up in. It's like a big plastic tube that I just roll them up and then put them in so that they don't get bent in my bat or my suitcase. Super nice.
It's just be mindful. It's going to happen. Yeah. You wrote something really, really, really interesting about going with very little budget that is a rite of passage for a lot of people.
And I think, honestly, everyone should do it. So if you're like, I really want to go to a con, but I just have like super limited budget. Like I can't even afford the ticket. If that is the case, volunteer for the convention. Conventions are always, always needing more volunteers. Like as someone who has helped volunteer at cons before, like it can be really interesting to not only know how the convention works, but like you could also be like, this isn't work so well. Like, what if I pitch this and they could maybe implement your idea and like you could help improve the convention? Like, it can be really worth it. And, you know, if you're just like, I want to go see this guest, I want to see this person, whatever, or do this thing. Like, if you're volunteering, like, you can have the opportunity to maybe get, like, you know, meet them even more. Like, you know, there could be like, you could be volunteering and be put backstage and you're like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
And now you're backstage at this crazy show that you've been wanting to go to.
Yeah.
Sometimes for volunteers, they might also provide hotel room or things like that. And again, it gives you an excuse to make friends.
I have never seen a con that has provided a hotel room. I'll be honest.
I know they've done it for a few conventions in Canada, but it's like you're four volunteers in a hotel room. It's not, you're not exactly swimming in, you know.
Oh no. Yeah. But yeah, you can also make friends with other volunteers and like everybody's kind of working towards, you know, making the convention awesome. So if you're just like, I don't know how to get to the con on my budget, try volunteering.
Yep. I agree. That is a really, really good one that you wrote. And honestly, yeah, I would have forgotten about it. To end this, before we get into questions, I wonder if you have any stories that come to mind. But one thing that I will warn and kind of tell everybody, this is going to be like my big warning, is watch out for how much you're drinking. I know. It sounds like, of course, Matara. No, but... I don't want to scare everybody, but I have had friends who have been, things were slipped in their drink, both men and women. This has happened at TwitchCon. This has happened at E3. This has happened in a lot of conventions. I know you just met people and you're excited, but be really careful. Another thing. So this is a story that went viral a few years ago. I actually know one of the people involved, but this was at E3. And some girl was rooming with a bunch of other girls and she just never came back to the hotel room. So all the other girls freaked out and they raised a big signal and alarm on Twitter. It went viral. The girl ended up going to a casino and turning off her phone. But the next day when she like turned it back on, there was like this huge search for her. It was so overwhelming. And the problem is, as you all know, how things happen when things go viral is at first everybody was concerned for her and so sweet. And then when they found out she was just at the casino, People started getting vicious because they needed, you know, you can imagine. So let your friends know where you are. Let your friends know if you don't come back by a certain time, if you're safe, if you're not safe, what you're doing. Now that that story came out, I know some people said like, oh, your friend shouldn't have written about where were you. But the thing is, they were at a party where other people got, you know, drugged. Oh. So of course people were concerned and. So be careful. Drink a little less than you realize. If you are drinking, consider drinking maybe in your hotel room with your close ones. It's also cheaper. Just be careful because unfortunately
it does happen, and it has happened to people that I know. It does not just happen to random strangers. It happens to people that I know, and it happens to people that you know. Just be mindful, okay?
Yeah, be mindful.
And don't let strangers into your hotel room. They might steal your stuff.
Don't let them in your hotel room.
People might steal your stuff. I'm just telling you, be careful.
Yeah, humans are scary.
I like how we're like, oh my God, make friends. But also,
don't trust make friends. Your stranger. Don't trust. They're still strangers.
Do you have any fun stories before we get into
was yours a fun story?
No, but it was important that I warn everybody to
that's
be
true,
careful.
That's true. Not that I can think of. So if I think of something, I'll say it. But we can go into the questions. I'll read the first one, which is from Miss Fist. Thank you. When going to a con, what do you prioritize? Spending time with friends, browsing the artist alley, seeing panels by cool people, visiting karaoke watch-along rooms. Personally, walking the artist alley with friends and talking about everything is my favorite part of any con.
Aww. What do you prioritize?
I think I mentioned it at the beginning of the pod, but like the episode, I go to cons for guests. Yeah. So for me, it's lining up for panels and for concerts and autograph sessions. And that's pretty much all
she's
I'm
like
doing.
That. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty much my thing. Yeah. What about you?
I prioritize seeing friends again. So I, at any con, I know what I'm doing for lunch and who I'm meeting with. I know who, like, usually I'll be like, all right, I'm going to lunch with this group. I'm going to dinner with this group. Usually if there's a musical guest, I try to look at that. Always, always stop by Artist Alley. Always. Because something I forgot to mention previously about Artist Alley, maybe you're on a budget, but you really love a print. Grab their card.
Oh, yeah.
Grab their card. Look at their stuff on Instagram. Look at what other cons they go to. You know, if you're a streamer and you're looking to maybe get some cool graphics done or things like that, grab their card. Mm-hmm. Take a look at some stuff later.
They might have an online store. So if you're like, I can't ship it or I can't take it back with me.
Or maybe just I need to wait till my next paycheck. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So definitely hanging out for lunch, dinner, breakfast with friends. Definitely Artist Alley for me. Artist Alley for me. If there's any musical performances, that's also a really big one. And I just love walking around. Oh, and I love the cosplay areas as well. I love stopping by cosplay areas and taking photo. I really enjoy that.
Nice.
All right, my turn. Moneyman34A. It's always nice to hear Mint and Mata talking about cons. Now, in your experiences at cons, what are the best ways to have fun if you ended up going by yourself?
Oh, I think we talked about this.
Yeah,
but
I think we did. I think we ended up covering this question, right?
I think, yeah. It's just kind of like, I wonder though, like if someone wants to, like someone goes by themselves and wants to keep staying by themselves, you know?
That's okay too.
Yeah, I think that's okay too. And honestly, you can just do whatever, like the same things that we suggested. Like you can still go to panels. You can still go to the concerts. You can still go to the artist alley or game room or whatever. It's, you know, you don't always have to be with people either. If you're just like, I need a breather. I mean, there's already going to be people surrounding you everywhere. So if you're like, I just want to go play some Groove Coaster in the game room for like an hour by myself, that's okay too, you know, so.
Yeah, it's okay to be alone and, you know, you can just be sitting at the music show by yourself. There's nothing wrong with it. You're going there for yourself. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know where I was going with that. Never mind.
It's all right. It's been, you're not sleeping. I'm sleeping. You know, you're next, Tor. No, you're next, Mint. You're reading the question from Tor.
Oh gosh, what's wrong with us? Oh my God. Tor2131, thank you. Said, what's your advice on pacing yourself during a con? I went for the first time this year and totally wore myself out trying to see everything. This is exactly what we've been talking about. I think if you look at the schedule beforehand and you create the schedule and then you realize like, okay, you know, I might need some extra time for this. I might need some extra time for this thing. You really have to just kind of prioritize why you are at that con. Is it to buy stuff in the dealer's room? Is it to check out this guest? Is it just to hang out with people? Like, you're going to, you know, I think it's just, you know, I think it's good to plan or write down everything that you want. But you don't necessarily have to do everything. Like if you're just like, don't feel like you have to be like, okay, I'm running to this next panel. Okay, it's over. Now I gotta go run to this artist's booth. You're just gonna wear yourself out.
My advice, I know we already talked about a lot of it. Yeah. Prioritize protein bars or something during the day to eat. That's not like prioritize some kind of calorie food mint. And water. Calorie. There we go. Number two, have one main thing in your day.
Yeah.
And it sucks because sometimes it feels like three things are the main thing. What's your main thing? Last, what I tend to do if I have a day that's really packed, give yourself a 30-minute buffer. It doesn't seem like you'll need it, but give yourself a 30-minute buffer on every single activity. Give lunch 30 more minutes. Give going to the thing 30 more minutes. Give waiting in line 30 more minutes. Just give everything 30 more minutes.
Mm. Yeah, especially because like, it could take 30 minutes just to get your food like from, I mean, that's actually being pretty generous, I think.
Yeah.
So it could take an hour to get your food, but if you only plan 30 minutes to get it and you buffered 30 minutes more, it could be really helpful, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My turn.
Yeah.
Voidboy781, what's your take on VTuber performances at convention? Is it fine if it's just on a big screen because the fans want to see it, or should there be more to it? Ooh, good question.
Good question.
I'm just happy. If I could see my favorite VTuber perform, or just a VTuber I like, or just any performance, even if it's on a screen and I'm in the room, because it's not just about the performance. It's about being in the room with everybody else and enjoying that performance together. Right?
Mm. Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I think a lot of maybe things that have to be considered are like what is technologically available. Like, you know, I'm an indie. It might be harder for me to get 3D stuff set up, you know, like I would love to. I mean, and also, you know, just being on a big screen for other people, like maybe they don't have access to the robots that, you know, Visho Joe has to take them around the convention, or
3D is expensive. I'm getting my 3D done. It's like, it can be close to five figures. Not everybody can afford, you know, that kind of stuff for conventions.
I think all VTubers probably want to give the best performance that they can give.
I think so too.
I think, and if, you know, if only just being like a 2D model is the best that they can do at the moment, like that's, you know, what they're going to be able to put out, and hopefully, like, you know, maybe they'll add like some effects or like, whatever. But like Matara said, I think it's really just being in the room and feeling the energy of everyone around you and cheering together. Mm-hmm. And
And if, let's say you're at a place and you tell yourself, well, I don't really want to go there. That's fine. You know, as a consumer, you choose where your money goes and how you spend it and what you do. But for me, I'm just, if it's something that I want to go to, I go to. If it costs a little extra and I want to do it, I do it. It's like, not everybody will always have the same price on things. Not everybody will always have the same. You know, it's the same thing as somebody will sell a print for $20. Somebody sells a print for $40. That's okay. Mm. If you don't like the $40 print, don't get it.
Yeah.
Last one. You ready?
Last one is Gabriel. Is that CZT?
I think so.
Okay, it's really tiny.
Yeah, sorry. It is. Even I'm kind of squinting.
I never went to a con. They say one. I never went to a con, so my knowledge is really limited. Should I bring snacks/water or are there places selling them? Should I plan stuff or can I go to one and just have fun? Yeah, like we mentioned earlier, bring the snacks, bring the water. Mm-hmm. It will ultimately just save you so much time and money, I'd say.
Agreed.
Because you're not having to run to a place to get snacks.
Agreed.
I think we've talked about a lot about planning stuff, like plan this, check that, blah, 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 blah. But of course, you can always just go and go with the flow and have fun. You know, like if you're just like, huh, a lot of people are lining up for this thing. What is it?
I'll line up. Go. Yeah. Ask questions. If you walk out of something and there's a bunch of people sitting on the floor waiting in a room, be like, what are you guys waiting for, by the way?
Yeah, exactly.
What's happening? What are we waiting for?
Yeah, because they might be like, oh my gosh, it's this next band and they're so awesome and they're super cool and they're fun. And you're just like, oh, cool. Okay, I'll check it out. So I think, you know, it's really what you want to make out of it. You can plan as much as you want or as little as you want. And we just gave you some tips on how to plan and to make, you know, how to make the most of the convention if you want to. But of course, you can also just go and have fun and kind of wander and people watch and take pictures and do whatever you want.
That's actually one of my favorite things to do at conventions. Mm-hmm. I love, like, I'll meet up with a friend I haven't seen in a long time and we just walk through the convention. Mm-hmm. I love people watching. I love looking at cosplays or anything. That is one of my favorite thing. Every single day, I will get my 10,000 steps in just to the convention.
Yeah.
Please, like, it's nice to have everything planned, but there is just such a good way where you just take your time, you eat your little protein bar and you walk around.
I forgot to say something.
You're not allowed.
Okay. Oh, this is so, like, I should have written it down. I'm such an idiot. It goes all the way back to talking about cosplaying and
stuff.
That's fine. Oh my gosh.
Go. What is it, darling?
Oh, I was going to talk about in Japan. I forgot to mention it.
It's like you're not allowed to cosplay, right? At cons as much?
Oh, you can. But usually there's an extra, like a separate ticket that you pay for to cosplay at the convention.
Mm-hmm.
And then that ticket allows you access into usually a dressing room where you'll like change into your cosplay. You'll bring all your stuff in like a suitcase and you'll change into your cosplay and they have like places to, I don't know. I don't remember if they had, I don't think they had places
but
to
I know
keep your stuff.
You probably, if you're going to Japan, you don't just wear your cosplay on the subway.
Especially Comic-Con will not let you do that. Then for like cosplayers, it's so interesting. They'll like line up in like a cosplay designated area and then they'll have like a little whiteboard or like a sheet of paper that says like, this is my my Twitter handle or my TikTok or my Instagram or whatever. And they like kind of prop it up and then people will form lines to take pictures with that or of that cosplayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting. It's like, sorry, I just thought of that. I don't know why.
You just thought of what?
Thought of that, like the whole thing about the cosplayers. It just popped into my mind randomly.
There we go.
I think because you were talking about the people watching, I was like, oh yeah, people watching at the
I love like grabbing, especially people watching, as you said, at the cosplay area. Mm-hmm. Where you kind of, I love watching cosplayers in their natural habitat where they're like talking to each other and then seeing people approach them and ask for a photo. And I don't know, I'm a cosplay watcher. I definitely, if you see a tall cockroach woman staring at you at a convention while you're cosplaying and taking photos, it's me. I'm watching you. I'm watching you.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Like kind of just like people watching. Like cons have an energy that is only able to be experienced at that type of an event.
Agreed.
You know, it's like just the gathering of all the nerds. And then, you know, it's a lot of fun. If you've never been to one, if you're like kind of nervous, if you're anxious, even someone as socially awkward as me can go. I think it's okay.
I love it. I love it. Good episode today. And we actually stayed on theme and we are finally not 25 minutes over episode time. Who are we? Who are these professional ladies?
I've always been a professional.
Let's talk about Off-Kai. Our next convention.
Oh yeah.
We have a few minutes that we want to talk to everybody about. For Off-Kai, we are both having meet and greets, but I think the way that you get into our meet and greet is they are doing a little lottery. Which I really like that. I think that's such a cool way of doing it.
Yeah, because it can be so difficult for like people who are working if they're just like, oh my gosh, I can't get into the queue to buy my ticket. Like all you have to do is apply for our meet and greet within a certain amount of time.
Yeah. And maybe you found out late. So make sure you apply if you want to get a chance to meet us. And we can't reveal it just yet, but we will be going to a Canadian con as well.
Whoa.
I mean, oh,
Canadians. Yippee
Canadians. But we will tell you more info as that comes and all that stuff. And we are really so excited to meet you. And, we are so excited to have our panel. Oh my God. What if nobody shows up at our panel?
Will you show up at our panel?
Please show up at our panel. Please show up at our panel. We're going to look into the crowd and it's just going to be like, what if nobody shows up to our panel? What are we going to do?
No, they're going to ask us good questions.
I think so too. I think they're going to ask great questions.
What color are your panties today?
Go on.
Well. Oh.
Well. Hello?
Well.
Well. You start.
Oh no! I asked. This is an example.
You should lead by example.
Hi, Matara. First time watcher, long time commenter. I would like to ask, what are the color of your panties today?
That's why I know it's a little bit less fun and organic, but we are like 99% gonna basically have somebody ask questions before and then prevent the questions. Sorry, everybody.
Oh, come on. I'm not afraid.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Mint. You just reminded me why we should prevent the questions.
No, everybody would be so respectful, right? And ask that only once.
Oh, you just reminded me something that I wanted to give in my advice. If you do go to a panel or you talk to anybody, please, I'm just a little bit worried about... Everybody lately has been going viral on the internet. Sometimes people go viral because they say something silly. Ask a friend of yours what they think about your question, if they think it's an okay question. Because I am genuinely so worried about, you know, you're just a regular person. You're doing your best. You go to a con, you ask a question, and then you go viral and everybody is suddenly criticizing you or anything like that. I know it sucks that even in our super safe spaces of anime conventions and video game conventions, but things go viral lately and people unfortunately want to make fun and just be careful. I don't want you to accidentally go viral because you asked something really silly and it...
Yeah. I told you about that one video about that girl who went viral. She was asked a voice actor a not so like great question and people in the audience were just like, and like she went viral on TikTok and I'm like, oh no, this is so... I feel so bad for everybody involved here.
This is also why I want to kind of prevent the questions that are at our panel because I just think it might be a little bit easier for that kind of thing. I'm sorry that I had to be the bearer of bad news today and warn you about some stuff, but have so much fun. Conventions are awesome. Please let us know what conventions you are going to in the comments. And if you are coming to Off-Guy, let us know. We want to know.
Yeah, let us know.
Yippee.
Let us know. Yippee. I think that's all we had to say then.
Yeah, I think so too.
Wow.
Look at us go. Look at us. We actually stuck on topic. We had a lot of stuff to talk about. Stuck to the plan.
Wow.
Now, if you see your name up here, thank you to all these wonderful, amazing, great, beautiful, delicious patrons. You are the reason we keep going. You keep us fed. You keep me from eating momos. Thank you so much. Find yourself in the names. This is you. I am one of you. This is me. This is me. That is you. And that is me.
Little do we know the credits are already over. It's long stopped.
What else? Yeah, I'll smell you next time, nerd.
I'm always smelling minty fresh. Yeah. Remember, everybody, hugs.
Have a great summer. Ooh, what should be your comment word? Deodorant. I want to put it in people's brain for the conventions.
Okay. Wear deodorant.
Deodorant. Please try to put the word deodorant into a random sentence. You could be like, I had steak and it tasted like deodorant.
It doesn't matter what deodorant. Just buy it and wear deodorant, you guys.
Just make sure you write the word deodorant into the comments so we know that deodorant. You watch until the end of the video. All right?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for watching. Hugs. Have a great summer. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.